Joining me on Kinship Radio is Scott McConnell. Scott is currently the executive director of Lifeway Research, where he and his team regularly measure the views of Americans, churchgoers, and Protestant pastors. He's also the author of several books, his latest being Together, The Power of Groups. Scott, welcome to Kinship Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
First, I'd like to talk to you about being a Christian researcher. I'd like to know about the research that you and the team are doing there at Lifeway Research, and what difference do you think it makes?
Yeah, actually, in my devotion this morning, I was reading in Luke chapter 12, and Jesus says to the crowd, he kind of condemns them for being able to interpret the weather, but not being able to interpret the present time. And I think that's why Lifeway Research exists. That's why I love doing research, is trying to interpret the times that we live. And really our goal of surveying Americans, surveying church leaders, is to give ministry leaders some context. And hopefully by understanding what's going on around them, they can make better decisions and can be involved in more effective ministry.
Well, I've certainly enjoyed some of the research that you've conducted and the blog posts that have come out of that. Very helpful. This year, Kinship Radio is taking some cues from Lifeway Research's work in discipleship studies in particular, in order to help our listeners grow in their relationship with Jesus Christ. So what was your goal in taking on such a big topic about Christian discipleship? What motivated you?
Well, discipleship is so central to the church and to our individual lives as followers of Christ that obviously it was a topic that interested us. When we first picked it up, my boss at the time had done his doctoral work on discipleship, and he was given that topic by a missionary agency that said, when somebody applies to be a missionary, how can we measure like where they're at in terms of their spiritual walk with Christ? And it's like, wow, can that actually be done? And so he did some great work on that, and we've been building on it really ever since. That was our motivation, to be able to spur a conversation within a local church, as well as for individuals to be really understanding kind of where they're at in their walk with Christ, and really some clues on maybe some next steps of what they could be working on.
Diving a little deeper, what were some of the things that you discovered about discipleship?
Dr. Brad Wagner, that kind of started this journey, you know, the first thing he did was just go through Scripture and write down all of the characteristics that a follower of Christ should be looking like. And it's a long list, to be honest with you. And the research really kind of starts to boil those down, and we see patterns among those things. And so we actually have 8 signposts of following Christ, and that we can measure how close we're getting to Christ in those areas. And none of us max it out. None of us are like 10 out of 10 across the board. That's impossible. And so in some respects, it can be a little discouraging that we've all fallen short of the glory of God. But at the same time, it also can give us clues of, hey, I might need to be a little more intentional in this area of following Christ.
So how do you take that one step further for someone like me, the average person who may not be having this sort of research in my mind every day?
If you're in God's Word every day, the Holy Spirit's going to be bringing those things to mind as you're in God's Word. The research we've done is also available as kind of a fast way to jump into all 8 signposts and some of the details behind those. It's called the Discipleship Pathway Assessment, and that's available at discipleshippathwayassessment.lifeway.com. Again, as you look through the 50-some topics, as you're answering questions, those are all things that would be coming up in your Bible reading if you're reading through the Bible systematically over time, but you're kind of doing it in 15, 20 minutes. You're kind of getting all of those kind of thrown at you at once. And again, in one sense, it's discouraging because we see how much we need to grow, but hopefully it's also encouraging to say, hey, I'm going to tackle one of these, and I'm going to be seeking God in this area over the next few weeks to see if I can't step closer to what Christ desires for my life.
One step at a time.
That's right.
Well, how can someone learn more about the work that you and your team do at Lifeway Research?
We do the research for church leaders, for followers of Christ. And so we make that available at lifewayresearch.com for free. And there are articles there with the actual research findings. There's also insights articles where we try to give some guidance on kind of what to do with some of that context that we have found.
Joining me has been Scott McConnell, Executive Director of Lifeway Research in Nashville, Tennessee. For Kinship Radio, I'm Jennifer Stokes.